Chapter 23.
Strapped into the co-pilot's seat of the Millennium Falcon in full vac suit and battle harness, Han's granddaughter looked exactly like what she was, an 8-year-old girl at play. Her small boots barely reached past the edge of the seat, her helmeted head fell 5 centimeters short of the headrest, and her gray eyes were as big and round as casino chips. But she was also a child princess on her first real mission, an heiress in training for one of the toughest jobs in the galaxy. And that was the thing that tore at Han's heart. He and Leia had talked it over with Tenel Ka, and the Queen Mother had made it clear that any Haepin Chum Da needed to learn the ways of the galaxy early and well. But it just seemed so blasted unfair. How was Alana supposed to have a childhood? When did she get to be just a little girl? Thinking back on the 3 children he had given to the galaxy already, the 2 sons he had lost and the daughter he still might, Han knew the biggest mistake he had made lay in letting them grow up too fast, in letting their destinies start pulling them away while they were still too young to vote. And now here he was, under Tenel Ka's orders to do it all again. He wasn't sure if he had the strength to see it through, but he did know that he loved Alana too much to give it anything short of his best. A ready Tweedle sounded from the engineering socket at the rear of the flight deck, and then C-3PO announced,
R2 reports that all hatches are sealed and all ship systems are functioning at optimal efficiency.
Optimal? Han asked, twisting around to look back at the 2 droids. Did we board the wrong YT?
C-3PO's golden head tipped to one side.
I highly doubt that, Captain Solo. There are only a handful of these antiques still in service, and the odds of another one accidentally occupying the Falcon's berth are...
Don't tell me. Just have R2 do a double check.
Han glanced over at Alana and winked.
Optimal everything just isn't the Falcon.
R2 trilled a few notes, then C-3PO said,
It seems there's a perfectly good explanation. Before putting her plan into action, Mistress Jaina spent 32 hours fine-tuning the ship's systems.
Han knew it was her way of trying to make amends for keeping Jag's secret, which only made his stomach churn that much harder.
Was Jag with her?
A negative chirp came from R2-D2.
Well, that's something. At least we don't have to check for those fancy eavesdropping bugs of his.
Han turned forward again, then glanced over at Alana.
You ready for the checklist?
Alana nodded enthusiastically, but she did not direct her attention to the datapad in her lap.
Grandpa, why are you still so mad at Jaina? She's trying really hard to show you how sorry she is.
Han sighed.
I know, sweetie. And I guess I'm not really mad at her. It's more like I'm mad for her.
Because she's in such a hard spot about Jag?
That's...
Han paused, realizing he wasn't being honest with Alana because he wasn't being honest with himself.
Maybe. I think it's more because she still doesn't know the kind of spot she's in.
And being mad at her will change that?
Probably not,
Han admitted. Alana furrowed her brow, and her crash helmet slid down so far that the rim almost covered her eyes.
Then why are you doing it, Grandpa?
Han frowned.
You're a lot like your grandmother, you know that?
Alana smiled.
Really?
Han let his chin drop in defeat.
Yeah, really. Okay, if I promise to stop being mad at Jaina, can we get this bucket launched? Your grandmother is waiting on us, you know, and it's a long way to Shidu Mod.
Especially with all those crazies on her ship.
Alana winced, then added,
Don't tell Barv I said that, okay?
Your secret's safe with me, Han said.
Alana nodded.
I know.
She picked up her datapad.
Ready to check off.
Finally.
Han turned his attention back to the control panel, then started down the list that was as much a part of him as Alana herself.
Repulsor lift drives ready to engage?
Check.
Ion drives on standby?
Check.
Nav computer spooled up?
Check.
And so they continued, until they had exhausted the list and Han knew the ship was ready to launch. But he didn't stop there, because there was still something that Alana needed to learn about crazy capers, and it was his job to teach her.
Barabels in the gun turrets?
Han asked. Alana studied her datapad for a moment, then frowned.
Grandpa, that's not on the list.
It's not?
Han lifted his brow in mock surprise.
You sure?
Alana shook her head and looked up, then saw his expression and realized he was putting her on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Han smiled.
But we still need him, right?
Alana nodded, then thought for a moment and reached out to touch the intercom button on her seat.
Doherty, Zal, are you in the turrets?
The confirmations came so quick that the Barabels were almost transmitting over each other.
Doherty on the back, and Zal in the belly.
The report ended in a fit of hysterical sissing that left Alana frowning at the speaker.
Did I say something funny?
Nope, they're just Barabels,
Han told her. During the war against the Yuuzhan Vong, Doherty and Zal had been adolescent pilots in Saba Sebatine's all-Jedi Wild Knight Squadron. Now that they had finally reached adulthood, there was talk of them starting a nest with Saba's son, Tessar. Han thought of a temple overrun by dozens of voracious Barabel younglings, then smiled and added,
Nobody really gets Barabels.
Alana's eyes lit with comprehension.
So, it's like after we saved Kessel, when you and Lando sat down with all that geyser.
Yeah, it's kind of like that,
Han said, not wanting to know how much of that conversation she had overheard.